He said, I spoke this, I made this, the dopeness, the greatness, the focus, the patience, the sophistication. Who can question my wisdom, my dedication, the strength of my will, my skills of observation? I single-handedly crafted this great nation, its lavish ornamentations and fierce reputation. Any help I had was due to my calculation, careful planning, and my knack for persuasion. Some say it's them statements that pissed off the ancients. Others say they simply took it as an invitation to show the proud king he was sadly mistaken. To do so, they would break him and remake him.
A violent man will die a violent death. A selfish man will die alone. How do I atone? Pride is brought low, you reap what you've sown. Pigeons always know the way home.
Carried a ton of rage from childhood trauma. At much too young an age, had to protect his mama. His papa's premature departure left holes in his armor. He covered it up by doubling up on conquest and honors. He said, I show no mercy, that ain't the way of men. I'ma build, I'ma conquer, I'ma ride, I'ma win. He took a tour with his vainglorious warriors and saw no end to his power, but he still wanted more of it.
A violent man will die a violent death. A selfish man will die alone. How do I atone? Pride is brought low, you reap what you've sown. Pigeons always know the way home.
The king would ride on his enemies and not repent. And nobody suspected that treachery was exempt. Crushing perceived threats to his treasury made sense. So he didn't recognize it descending to ill intent. Instead, a wise counsel surrounded himself with minions who would back his opinions and never question his decisions. So when he lost everything, it seemed sudden, but it wasn't. His head was just too far up his ass to see it coming.
You don't want to hide anything. Hiding things is bad. You know, hiding things, you know, escalate and get worse when the truth comes out.